Good morning, sir. And before we get started, what is your name, sir?
George Kelly.
Okay, Mr. Kelly, if you would just hold on just for a moment, we will begin the hearing. And I believe that the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson will be conducting your hearing. So if you would just hold on, the next witness you will hear will be the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, sir.
Good morning, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can.
All right, thank you. So could you just please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
Timothy David Kelly, 117044.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Kelly. Sir, you're chairman for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. I want to introduce you to the board members that will be conducting your hearing today. To my far left is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be acting as your panel lead today, okay?
Yes, sir.
So you are appearing before this board for a absolute discharge of parole to your next consecutive sentence. Is that what you know that you are appearing before the board for, sir?
Yes, sir.
The parole to your next consecutive sentence, sir, you will go to two sentences that have been consecutive to previous sentence. One is for misconduct of violent weapons. Both of them are for misconduct of violent weapons, and you would go to a four-year, six-month sentence. Is that what you know of, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, according to the information that we have, that you missed a parole hearing, and that if granted parole to your next consecutive sentence, the effective date would be that your earned release credit date after that would be September 11th of 20. Your sentence end date would be March 9th of 2024. Is that about what you have, sir?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Okay, so this is actually you have just was serving, you're serving a 10-year sentence for molestation of a child, is that right?
Is it yes, sir. Sure.
And you'll be paroled to that. You actually had a previous sentence that's also expired for dangerous drug violation and a marijuana violation?
Yes, sir. That's what this court hearing is for. It's for the dangerous drug and marijuana violation. Okay. That sentence was what missed the parole hearing.
Okay. And that sentence actually has shown that is, according to what I'm looking at, saying that it's expired and that you also have these other sentences, but those are the current sentences that you're actually on, which was a molestation of a child and a dangerous drug and marijuana violation. According to your inmate progress report, sir, it says that you're eligible for Social Security. You're going to request parole to California, where you will reside with your daughter, Ms. McNeil, at 101 Sharphorn Drive in Patterson, California. You have family support, which includes your sister from New Orleans, and a brother who is U.S. Army chaplain. He states that the crime occurred 25 years ago and that you have been drug-free since 1995, which is, your prison files indicate you have taken all mandatory and voluntary programs, which includes intense drug treatment, a one-year program. And according to the report, it looks like the last class that you took was a sex offenders class that was in February of 18, and you took a reentry program in June of 17. Is that about right?
Yes, sir.
That you have not had any disciplinary violations in the past 5 years?
Yes, sir. It's been more than 10 years.
Yes, sir. It looks like the last discipline violation that you had was in 05, was a discipline order, but according to the Ames report, sir, you have had a very limited amount of violations since you've been incarcerated. Is that right?
That's correct, sir.
Okay. So I found that it looks like on March 13th or 18th, shows that you had a special parole hearing that was revoked. Can you tell me what that was, or do you recall?
Yes, sir. I was on parole, actually by mistake. The Department of Corrections messed up my time comp, and when they released me, I should have been released at all.
Okay.
My parole was revoked for some photographs I had in my possession that I had while I was in prison and just didn't get rid of like I should have. I overlooked them, and that's how my parole was revoked.
Okay, so how long were you out, sir?
4 months, sir.
4 months?
And I was doing very well. I had an apartment. I was getting all my medical taken care of through the VA. I was quite happy. I had an income from Social Security, and I was doing quite well. And now I work in the bakery here at ACI, and I'm doing as well as I can in here.
Okay. So it shows that you did have a criminal past that was for domestic violence, failure to appear on an assault. This is what you have had, a limited amount of past crimes that you were involved in. I'm going to go with some court documents that we have here. So you actually got caught up within a very short period of time, 93, 94, and 95, when all of these incidents occurred. You got caught up in the first incident that occurred September 3rd, 1993, when you sold some undercover police officers some marijuana as well as some methamphetamine for $60. That was in September 3rd of 1993. Then in August of 26th of 1994, Glendale police officers made a routine stop. And when they made that stop on a suspicious vehicle, you were the occupant in the vehicle, and you and the companion were heavily armed with both knives and guns. You were also found to be in possession of drug paraphernalia, marijuana, and methamphetamine, and had them packaged separately, indicating that it was most likely for selling. What occurred during that period of time? What were you guys doing, sir?
I was basically so out of control. It was not a very proud time of my life. I was a methamphetamine addict. I was highly addicted to the drug and was making extremely bad decisions.
And why do you guys have all the guns, the weapons?
It was a time in my life when I was out of control.
How old were you, sir?
I have no excuses, sir. I was 40 at the time.
Okay.
41.
So this last incident that you were involved in occurred back in May of 1995. Some police officers responded to a radio call and went to a possible child molester. Upon the arrival, the oldest daughter reported being molested by you. Victim claimed that you had touched her in a vaginal area, and then one victim was 5, one victim was 7 years old, said that he had also been inappropriately touched. So can you tell me about that, sir?
I was involved with their mother in a marriage relationship. She was not my wife. I was having an affair with her, and in my drug-induced paranoia, I was attempting to control her. And through that action, I inappropriately touched those children, and I am deeply, deeply regretful and sorry that that ever happened. happened before and will never happen again.
And you were on probation at the time that that occurred, sir?
Yes, sir, I was on probation for the charge with the disciplinary hearing is for right now.
And you actually went to court and was convicted by a jury during that time?
I was, sir.
So since you've been back, since you've been incarcerated, sir, and you have a minimum, why don't you tell us this board, sir, why you feel that if you were, you should be paroled to your next consecutive sentence?
I've done my time as honorably and as well as I can. I've taken all the programs that I needed to take and volunteered for several, including the sex offender program, which I graduated both the first and second year, and did almost 7 years of maintenance in the sex offender program. I also volunteered and took the intensive drug treatment program, and I graduated that. It was a one-year program. I've done everything I can to try and make up for the bad decisions that I made back in 1995. And I've learned a lot. I hope that this board can see that it can be helpful to help me reconnect with my family. I'm 66 years old, and I am an insulin-dependent diabetic with a heart condition, and I'd like to have the ability to spend more time I have left with my daughter.
Okay. Mr. Kelly, let me ask you a question, sir. Because it appears that you was well into your adult life when you started to get in trouble. How did that occur?
That was direct result of my choice to use drugs and become addicted. So all of that was a direct result of the addiction that I suffered, which is not to say that I'm blaming the drugs for the things that I did, because all of those decisions were mine.
Did you do drugs as a young man, a younger adult?
Yes, sir. I was addicted to methamphetamine for almost 20 years.
Okay. And how long have you been drinking? How long have you been
drug-free? I've been drinking. I'm sorry.
That's all right, sir. How long have you been drug-free?
I have been drug-free since May 11th, 1995.
So, sir, I see your daughter, all your family lives in California?
California, Washington State, Texas, and New Orleans, Louisiana. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
So I'm going to see if the board has any additional questions for you. Send the additional questions coming from the board, Mr. Kelly. We're coming up on a conclusion of your hearing, so.
I think we may have DOC, is that who you're looking for?
Yeah, if you have any questions.
DOC is present as relates to that former.
Okay.
When he was dismissed from.
Yeah,
if
you have any questions.
I didn't have any questions on that. He actually was dismissed, and I think that what I actually saw here was that he didn't get his hearing on that BO1, so.
Yeah,
1998.
Yeah, but then he expired that sentence.
Yeah.
The sentence expired since.
So it actually changed his release date, his earned release credit date, I see this in here, so.
Yeah.
Okay, I was.
Just wanted to acknowledge, didn't want to comment.
Unless you had something you wanted to comment on any further. Okay, Mr. Kelly, we're coming up on the conclusion of your hearing, so is there anything else you'd like to say to the board, sir, prior to the board going into discussion without repeating yourself?
Well, sir, I would hope that the board would look at my prison conduct for the last 20 years, and I've done whatever I can to ensure that the decisions I've made are not decisions I will ever make again. I'm asking for this board's help I'm sorry, I'm a little nervous. If this board decides to grant me this parole, it will only change my release date by a matter of months to 6 or 12 months. I'm not sure exactly how long that would be, but I still will not be released for more than 2 years. That gives me 2 years to prepare and to plan. Like I said, I work in the bakery for ACI, and I'm saving money, and hoping that this board will see to grant me this parole. And I guess that's all. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, sir. The board's going to go into a discussion. So while the board's in discussion, Mr. Kelly, I'm going to ask you to remain silent, Howard, to remain on the phone so that you can hear the discussion taking place with the board. During this discussion, sir, the board will make a decision whether to move you to your next consecutive sentence, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. So the board is going into a discussion at this point in time. Mr. Kelly has had a limited amount of citation since he's been in. He has taken quite a bit of programs since he's been incarcerated in prison, including the sex offender classes that he has taken. I think his last programming that he had was actually, his last ticket that he received was in 05. Actually, he had one for staff obstruction in 06. But that was dismissed. And the last one he had was the disobeying order, which was a minor, which was in 05. And that was his last violation that he has, that he's been incarcerated. And he has taken the program that he has. I, based on the information contained in the warrants and having the opportunity to speak with Mr. Kelly, I would be considered of moving Mr. Kelly to his next consecutive sentence, which would actually, and sir, you may have to help me correct this, but I know that if he's moved to his next sentence, that date would become, we would prorate, I would imagine, I guess that may be the right, we would prorate that date to make it effective March 1st, 1998. In which that would make his earned release credit date September 11th, 2020. His community, his sentence end date would be March 9th of 2024. I believe that's right. Let's see if the board has any last mind position at this time. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of my colleagues. Not saying any other, hearing any other comments coming from the colleagues, then I am going to made a recommendation to grant Mr. Kelly parole to his next consecutive sentence with the effective date of March 1st of 1998. His projected release dates would then be earned release credit date would be September 11th of 2020. His sentence end date would then be March 9th, 2024. That will be my motion at this time.
Second.
Motion by myself. Second, Ms. Rittenhouse. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Agreed, Mr. Neal. Agreed, Mr. Quinones. Card Brown, that's going to be 412B, is next consecutive sentence to be paroled to the next consecutive sentence. He has to abide by his institution, by all institutional rules, partake in available program, and refrain from disciplinary infractions. Those will be the conditions for his moving to the 412B. Mr. Kelly?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the board has voted to grant you to move you to your next consecutive sentence, which would be a two-and-a-half-year sentence for misconduct involving weapons. Your early release credit date would be September 11th of 2020. Your sentence end date would be March 9th of 2024, sir. Part of the conditions for your moving to your next consecutive sentence, part of the condition is that you have to abide by all institutional rules, partake in a available program, and refrain from disciplinary infractions, sir. Are you able to live with those conditions, sir?
Absolutely, sir, I am.
Okay, well, Mr. Kelly, I want to thank you for taking the time to participate in your hearing. Sir, that is going to conclude your hearing at this time.
I thank you, sir, very, very much.
And would you put the seal and stamp back on the phone, sir?
I will go to the meeting, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.